Hey everyone, and welcome to the Write Script Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Tanner, and today I'm going to be talking about a tweet I did a few days ago, and it was something on the order of, screenwriters are really just creative psychologists with a laptop. And a lot of that really resonated with all of you. If you follow me on Instagram, you all saw the tweet. A lot of you shared it. Thank you. A lot of you commented and said you could relate. A lot of you totally understood where I was coming from. And I also got a few questions like, you know, but how are they a creative psychologist? Well, think of it this way. When you're thinking of a screenwriter, they're not just writing random things. All of this is planned out, plus they know their characters inside and out. They already know what their characters are going to do before they even do it. And how do they get to that point? It doesn't just happen. They have to create these characters, they have to develop them, and when I say develop, they have to develop the whole character. What type of personality does this character have? What social class did this character come from? What are their psychological traits? What are their habits, their vices? What are they dealing with that is really hindering them from moving forward? Are they their own worst enemy? Because here's another trick. Sometimes the antagonist isn't really another person. Your character could be his or her own antagonist. Your character could literally be the person that is in their own way, blocking their own growth, blocking their own blessing. Your character could be that person who is really just self-sabotaging, not allowing anything good to happen, always negative, nothing's ever good, nothing's ever positive, everything's always gloom and doom. That has to do with the character's mindset. So, as a writer, we have to understand the human condition. We have to understand how that works. How do people act, you know, when they don't get their way? How do people act when they're faced with a setback? When they fail? When they feel let down? When they're heartbroken? When they're angry? When they're seeking revenge? When they're at the point where they want to murder somebody? Like, how do they act? How do they get out of character? What does that look like? And the cool part is, it's not going to look the same for every character. Each character is different. That means character A might show anger differently than character B. Character A might lash out, cuss people out, flip a whole table, right? Whereas character B might just get real quiet, and then when people try to really try that character, he just gives them a look, like, don't mess with me. And that is how he shows, like, I got one last good nerve and you're on it, right? But they're showing the same emotion, but at the same time, they're not doing it in the same manner. And that is what makes your characters unique. That is what helps them stand out. That is what really helps them have an edge over other characters, over other stories that are out there, because you don't want your characters to be a warped version of everyone else. You want them to be individuals, right? And think about what a psychologist does. They have empathy. They understand where that character is coming from. They're able to understand, like, okay, I need to humanize this character. I need to personalize it or use personification so that people will be able to relate to it. Because you don't want to create a character who is so far removed from society or the general public that they're not relatable. You want people to be able to go, oh, wow, you know, I see myself in him. Or I see myself in her. Or, wow, I really get where they're coming from. Mm-hmm, I went through that. I know why they're reacting like that. I've been through that. Like, you want that reaction. And also, this is a great quote also. Not really a quote, but one of the people on Instagram that shared that tweet that I did, they also said, a psychologist and a patient at the same damn time. And it's so true, because not only are we the psychologist of our story, we're also the patient, because we're going through that whole journey anyway when we're writing the first, second, third, fifth, millionth draft, right? We're going through all those emotions. And don't let it be a story that it's based on our own personal experience. Oh my gosh, talk about being a patient at the same damn time. At the same time? Yeah, I mean, I've known people personally who just, they want it so badly to tell their stories of what they went through in their own lives, and it was so painful they could not do it. And no shade, no judgment. I totally understand that, because when you're writing a story and it's not based on you or your own personal experience, it's a little bit easier in the sense that you don't have to go to a dark place, right? You don't have to go back to those emotions, those memories. Whereas if you're a person like, okay, I'm going to tell my story, it can be a bit traumatic. And kudos to anybody who has finally gotten to the point where they're healed, they're centered, they're able to tell their story and not, you know, feel vulnerable, or at least too vulnerable, like they would if they were telling it for the first time. You know what I mean? But a lot of that has to do with being a psychologist. It's all about emotion. It's all about action. It's all about motive. It's about want. It's about need. It's about all that stuff. And trust me, as a writer, you wear many, many hats. And it doesn't just stop at, oh, I write the screenplay. No, you got to dig real deep emotionally. You got to do research. You have to know your character so well that it's almost like you gave birth to them. I've been saying that for years, but for all my new people, you literally have to give birth to that character. You know them inside and out. You know their favorite color. You know what they did last week. You know what their go-to meal is. You know what their weakness is. You know what their deepest fear is, their insecurity. You know all of it, what they say to themselves when nobody's listening, when nobody's watching, who they are, when they think they're not being monitored. You know all that stuff. So keep that in mind when you're writing your character bio, when you're in the middle of just doing a creative exercise, when you're revising, and when you're doing your first draft. Think about the human condition. Think about the human response, human behavior. Think about what is natural, what is normal. Think about what makes sense. Think about it. How would such and such react to getting fired on Christmas Eve, right? Think about that. How would somebody react to infidelity? Think about that. How would somebody react to financial hardship? Think about that, right? They are all situations where our emotions are tested. And the more you learn about psychology, sociology, and just human behavior, period, I'm telling you, it will make you a better writer. And there was also somebody else that commented on my post on IG, and she said she is taking a psych class right now as research for her psychological thriller. I'm telling you all, research is your best friend. Don't believe me? Fine. But the more research you have, the more powerful your screenplay is. The more powerful it truly, truly is. Because then you'll have actual knowledge that they can't take away from you. And that knowledge will go into your character development. You will learn different psychological terms. You will learn different behaviors. You will learn about attachment styles and trauma and all that stuff. And about just things that happen in childhood that shape you later on as an adult. And that kind of stuff is bread and butter for storytelling. I'm telling you, take a psychology class, take a sociology class. I'm telling you, you will not regret it ever in life. If you're trying to write a book, write a screenplay, that is what you want to do. But anyway, you guys, I don't want the video to be too long, but thank you so much. Like, share, subscribe, share the podcast, and I will catch you all again in the next video. Have a good one.